at all startups. This is actually an excellent material to take. So I have Kof Nun Beis, 150b. So the Gemara is on the bottom of a Machshichin, 150b, Kof Nun Beis.
Aleph?
Kof Nun Beis. No, Kof Nun Amud Beis.
Amud Beis.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, that's true. I take that back. Kof Nun Amud Beis. Excuse me. Thank you. Yeah, that was misleading. Okay. I had Kof Nun apostrophe Beis. Kof Nun Beis.
Yes.
Yeah. Aval Machshichen. Got it? The Aval Ga. So basically, the Mishra is something you can go all the way to this company called the Tchum. Today, it's very rare that we deal with Tchum. You know what you deal with Tchum if you go out to Yosemite or to Tahoe, you go traveling or camping somewhere? Tchum is a reality. Or if you're in the country, like I'm gonna go. So we're just talking about all the people on vacation. Actually, he had a baby today. A singer, his chesed singer.
Oh, his baby was born today.
Yeah, he had a girl this morning. Really? Yeah. So I'm going with my wife and kids in July. We're gonna go up to the country in New York, where my mother-in-law has a house, and I study. There's a yeshiva there called Chaim Berlin. They go up there in the summer to Morris. So if you're when you're in Chaim Berlin, in the yeshiva in Camp Morris, they have a big picture, big poster with the tchum. On Shabbos, they have like you cannot walk past here, like the whole tchum. So really, in San Jose, to get out of the tchum, you have to walk for a while. Now, to walk north, you'll be walking for hours.
Yes.
Many or days.
Yeah.
You can walk up the whole 101, and you're not going to get outside the tchum. But if you actually, you can see the mountains here. If you'd walk far out of the city,
yes.
At a certain point, you'll be outside the tchum, and you will not be able to walk anymore. You gotta lodge there. You cannot go further, so you can make an air of tchumen. Go a little bit further, but you're still very limited. Right. What you do actually if you're in the army in Israel, they have to deal with it really intelligently. Obviously, if it's actually in a war situation, pikuach nefesh is doyecha. But if you're just training or you're just camping out, you know, to the extent you could be makvin tchum, you should make an erev, right, etc.
Don't do it in Shabbos.
What?
Don't train in Shabbos.
You may not train on Shabbos, but you certainly. My cousins were in Lebanon. They didn't. They didn't say, "Okay, Shabbos is coming. Let's go. Let's leave our forts."
That's war already.
It's not war. There were nothing happened for months at a time. It's protective.
Yeah.
Right. So to the extent you can make an erev tchumen, it's not dangerous. You have to. I mean, if it's dangerous, of course. If you're gonna walk outside your thing and Hezbollah's gonna shoot at you, but there wasn't always that case. You know, they were there for a long time. People were in Gaza, mm-hmm. right? There were little bases in the middle of nowhere in Gaza, little posts. Or 50 people, 40 people in the middle of nowhere in Gaza, like, you know, so you're there for Shabbos. You know, and the point is, it's just, you know, it's almost like a protective that people should, they know you're there, so they're not going to go, you know. So a lot of it's just psychological that you have troops there. So, not, you know, it's kind of like the police force when they're on the bridges. You ever go to New York and it's like police on the bridges? Like, if someone's put a bomb on the bridge, what are the Wilson police going to do, right? But it's psychological. You see police there, you're less likely to do things. Fine. So if you're in the army, you got to know these things. But today, it's a little less common. But really, the Gemara, the Mishnah, used to talk a lot of things about the Tchum. So Machish Ha'ad Tchum, you can go all the way Saturday night before Havdalah to the border of where you can go. To the Tchum Shabbos, the border where you can walk on Shabbos. And why were you going to go there? So the Mishnah was talking about you would go there to collect fruits or whatever to bring back after Shabbos, okay? You can go up to the Tchum, right? Even though you make Avdalah Karashi, Reb Shlomo Yitzchaki on the side there, because again, it's based on the Gemara previously, but he said, Ah, Sefer Demasis Matama. It's going on the end of the Mishnah. Diktani Umalza Peres Bayado, Lakotusan Binachubar. You're going to go ahead and bring these fruit back. You can walk. You're a shomer at Paris. You went there to watch over your Paris, right? You want to make sure that no one's stealing and no one's taking it. Now you're going to walk before you walk back. You're going to bring some fresh fruit home for the kindlach, for the children. You're going to bring some fruit back. Frak the Gemara, how are you able to go ahead and bring it back? You didn't make Havdalah yet. You didn't make Havdalah. It's not Shabbos. It's not over until you make Havdalah. That's the Gemara's presupposition. That's the Gemara's Gemara's Havamina. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus. Tin Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus say, Mishra Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In the name of the great Tan Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Aser! Le'ila Adam Lazar Shiasach HaFatzav Chodim Shiavdol. It's forbidden to do your needs before you make Havdalah. You can't do things before Havdalah. How in the world could you go ahead and bring back these fruit and cut them and bring them down before you make Havdalah? V'chitem ad'avdol b'tfilah. Okay, so you daven Marev there, you say Atachar Antanu, you daven b'tfilah. If you want to think that's the answer, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, where's Rav Yehuda Rashi Vav?
Pumpita?
Good, where's Shmuel Rav Yehuda Rashi Vav?
Narda.
Narda.
See, you guys are Mamash Bikim now. Unbelievable. So who the name of his Rav Shmuel? Hamavdal b'tfilah. What do you mean you could daven Shmuel and Esther with Atachar Antanu? And then go ahead and do malacha. Didn't Rabbi Huda say the name of Shmuel? Hamavdal b'tfilah. Tzarech shi'avdal ala kais. You gotta still make avdala ala kais. Right? You're not done. You gotta make avdala kais. V'chiteima da'avdala kais. Oh, maybe he went ahead there and made avdala kais and then he brings out the fruit. Ha'kais b'sad mi'ika. We are talking about the guy who went out to his field on Shabbos to watch it for the fruits. Make sure there's no animals or ganavim or thieves stealing it. Wait, is a cup of wine there in the middle of nowhere? He keeps a cup of wine there? There's no cups of wine over there. Tirgumar Rabbi Nasan Barami. Rabbi Nasan Barami says, no, explains in the name in front of his Rabbi Rava Ben Hagita Shana. We're talking about next to, it's during the grape season. It's next to where they smash the grapes. Next to, but it's the vineyards next to the presses. So there was wine there. They actually had wine. It wasn't, the tchum was, happened to have been near the grape, or near the grape presses. So they had taka, had wine. Amarle, Rabbi Abba, the Ravashi. So Rabbi Abba, who, this is not the original Rabbi Abba, this is the later Rabbi Abba, who's a sixth generation Amira, tells Rabbi Ravashi, you know, where's Ravashi, there's a Shiva. Never know. Mach say, right? Who is the editor of the Talmud Bavli.
What's the name of the Shiva?
It was a suburb of Sura. Right? Matas Machse.
Matas Machse?
Yeah. It's a suburb of Sura. So he said to Ravashi, but Marava, in the Holy Land, in Israel, in the West, right? Because Israel, though, that was the west of Babylonia. Amrin and Hakli, we say as follows, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lachol. We say Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lachol. Bevdin and Tzorchen, we do malacha. So of course, the guy there could have been in the middle.
So they didn't say that in Babylonia, this phrase?
Maybe they did, but they didn't do malacha. I mean, the Kiddush is,
I thought that, but this is because we said this particular thing, so, that's the reason we're able to do it.
We're going to see it's a machlekes.
Okay.
But
I mean, that's the important, I was assuming.
Yeah, that's one way to read it. Yeah. He said about malacha l'chol. Avdin and Tzorchen, we did our need to, right? You have to say that. But once you say that should be enough.
Yeah.
Amar Ravashi says Kavina be Rav Kahana was by my teacher Ravashi was a student of Rav Kahana. This is the second Rav Kahana. Have Amar Hamavdal and Kodesh Lachol. We'd say Hamavdal and Kodesh Lachol. Masaltin and Sultan, we chop wood. So you see from here that the guy outside could have been by the border. I said Hamavdal and Kodesh Lachol, right? And then go ahead and chop wood or bring the fruit back. Expounds and elucidates Rashi. Let's go actually just to drop it before that to Ben Hakita Shanu, the Ika Kos Masada, that we're talking about. The original question was, how in the world do you have a cup of wine by the border? No, it's not next to the wine presses, which is what we call Nukimta. That would very much narrow the case, the parameter of the case. The next opinion is that no, we can say Hamal Kosh Lachol like the Marava, and that's good. Hamal Kosh Lachol. So where does Hamal Kosh Lachol do? L'hakera ba'alma. It's for a hacker to recognize it. La'alava says the Melech, to escort the king. Right? It's for covered Shabbos.
Squirt?
Escort.
Oh, escort.
Right, escort. That's my. Like an escort.
Yeah.
Not like To escort.
Like when you call up on the telephone, no, no, you get a lady to come over.
We're not in Las Vegas. Like Mr. Trump or Mrs. Clinton have, like, those kind of escorts. Okay. Like they walk around with them, like a gaba, right? So to escort out Shabbos, why would you do that? Because it's Kavod Shabbos, right? Why do Trump or Mr. Obama or Mrs. Clinton have escorts? Because, you know, that's one of the Chassidish Rebbes have a gabbai. Because Kavod, it shows, you know, you don't walk by yourself. You know, you made it. If you have somebody by your beck and call, you're like, I'm sure, Judge, if you get up to the Supreme Court, you could take Mr. Scalia's seat. Good luck. Right? I'm sure they have, like, aides and pagers and, you know, they help them out. They walk around. You don't just walk by yourself if you're these people. You have all kinds of people. So, Shabbos! You say, Shabbos just goes. And then, all of a sudden, the clock turns and you all of a sudden, oh, let's do Malacha. Havdalah! You gotta at least do Hamavah v'Kol Shachol. Rashi explains that the shot by Hamavah v'Kol Shachol is it's showing Kavod Shabbos. You got it?
This is also why it's Milav and Malka.
That's what are you bringing apples and oranges? That's what to do with this? Like, yes, that's true. Milav Hamalka to escort. Yes, yeah. Same idea. You don't just run out of Shabbos, right? You don't just run out of Shabbos. It's a design. You know, 2 minutes. You look at your clock. Okay, let's go. Hey, Havdalah is Kavod Shabbos. Okay. Vavdin Tzorchen. So we say Hamalav Shachol. Then we do what we need to. V'achar Kach. And later, we make Havdalah L'Kois. Bracha Gemurah, the Havdalah. We'd say the whole Havdalah. Right? Now, by the way, it sounds, according to Rashi, that the first Hamavah L'Kosh L'Kol was without Shem Hashem. And you said, Baruch Hamavah L'Kosh L'Kol. It didn't say Bracha Gemurah. Afterwards, when they had a cup of wine, they were home, they would say Havdalah on a kos. And it'd say with the whole Bracha Gemurah. The Koshikin, the Avda Batfil, certainly if we would have davened in Shmona Esrei, Motor Lasa Srachov, Vechazer Mavil Akos, so don't think like Rav Shmuel, or Vihuda, the name of Shmuel, that you had to make Havdalah on a coast before the Malacha. No! If you can even just say Hamal Vekoshachal, certainly if you say Atachon Antanu, you can do Malacha. There's no problem, because the main thing to do is not to, the second Shabbos is over, say, okay! Let's start doing Malacha, right? What's the first thing people do today, by the way?
Check the emails.
Hashem Yerachem. The first thing they do, they have such a burning desire to check their emails. It's like they can't wait, right? So you check your emails, make Havdalah! Gotta make Havdalah, you gotta take a check by the Shabbos first, right? So so at least he says, if you say Hamavah L'Kol Shachol, you score the king. Certainly, if you didn't feel Masaltin and Silte, we chopped wood after we said Hamavah L'Kol Shachol. That is what Rav Ashi said in they did in the house of Rav Kahana, who is his great rabbi. Now, the Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, who was Migdoile, Northern Africa and Spain. This is in Pesachim. 21a, Chafalaf Amar Aleph. The Rif says, the long Rif, and of course, Arve Psachim, last parak in Psachim, talks all about Kiddush v'Havdalah. We've done some of the sugyas there. So at the end of talking about Havdalah, the Rif says, he's talking about how you have to have all these languages of Havdalah. And then he says, the halacha is avuka la havdalah, having a torch for havdalah, mitzvah and amochar. You should really make bore more eish on a torch, not on a single candle. Vamavdalo yifchos, you should have not less than 3 havdalahs, languages of havdalah. Velo yosef al shava, you should have no more than 7. Viafagav dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and even though Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says hamavdal ben kodesh lechol, if you just say the words hamavdal and kodesh lechol. Zuhi Havdalah so Shabbi Huda Nasi. That was the Havdalah of Rebbe, of Rebbe Huda Nasi. Where was Rebbe? Where was he? I don't know. They don't teach it to you in Israeli schools, Israeli history.
Not this history.
They don't teach you about whites and Megrian. They don't teach you about Rebbe Huda Nasi.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. So Rebbe Huda Nasi was in Tzipori. Tzipori, not far from Tzfat, right, northern Israel. He was in Tzipori. That's where the Mishnayos were edited. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would make Hamavil Kosh Lechol. The Ula, who of course was one of the Nechusi, who traveled back and forth from Israel to Babylon and Babylon to Israel. Nami Avir Kavasi, he did the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Now the Rif says, with Perek Shol Adam Mechaver, which is what we just did in Shabbos, he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos. The Perek Shol Adam Mechavero. Nami, I'm reading, it also says there. Om Revashi, the Revashi says, Kavina Rebbe Rev Kahana, we were in the house of Rev Kahana, Havi Amrinan Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. We would say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, Vaf Kichinan Sulte, and we would chop wood. Right? So that's all these opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Ula, and Rev Ashi, the name of his Rebbe Rev Kahana, all said, you say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, that's enough of a Havdalah to do Malacha. Right? You say that, you can go ahead and do Malacha. However, Zakhtarif, not so fast. Not so fast. You think I'm going to close the Gemara? Now the Mishnah will be over. Right?
Get out of here early.
Right? No, says the Rif. Afilu Hachi. Nahagu Ha'am Lo'imar. Shalosh. V'kai Malan. B'chiha. Nevertheless, we still say Havdalah with Shalosh. We don't rely on this. We say a full Havdalah. Right, but Kaimalan b'chihad the minhag l'mosihi. That's the minhag. The minhag. If you want to go ahead and do malacha, you should say the three avdalas. Holkach tzarich l'minhag gimel hamavdal kosh l'chol. Say avdalah hamavdal ben kosh l'chol. Or then or l'chosh number two and number three. Ven Yisrael la'amim. Which the Jews nation about ben yom hashilah shesh me'amaisa. That's part of the end bracha. That's what the Rif says. That's
so if you're not going to do any malacha the rest of the night, you're just going to go home, say hello to your wife and go to bed. You don't have to do those other brachas.
Well, technically speaking, the chiyuv havdalah is to eat, drink. We learned that previously, yeah. And to do malacha.
And now there's still malacha. That's part of the deal.
You can't do anything. Can't turn on your lights. You can't do anything. I technically could say the next day. You shouldn't worry. You can't eat. You can't drink. Don't worry. Most people within a short time will have to do something. You're going to have to eat, drink, malacha. You can't brush your teeth with toothpaste. And you can do malacha with mamreach. That's unless you have kosher Shabbos toothpaste. Right, that's not simple. So I'm going to do it. Anyways, what the important thing that the Rif says is that even though we see all these sources, we can say Malakash Lachal. No, the minhag is not that way. No, that's how we do. The Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, the great 14th century sage from where? Was he Germany or us, the Ran? No, he was from Spain. In Spain, he's a student of the Rajba. Right? Did he teach you Spanish history? They told you about Ferdinand and Isabella.
No, this Spanish
history. That's not anything for the Ran. Goodness. They should make me the education minister in Israel.
So he didn't give a svar, he just said the minhag is that? He didn't explain what's the svar for it?
Do you think I'm here for nothing? We're going to get to the Rif.
Okay.
Right, what the Rif clearly holds is that you need to do a real Havdalah.
For minhag.
That's his language.
But before that, you can chop wood.
No, you shouldn't. Say a full Havdalah and then chop wood. Let's hold. That's what he says. You should. Okay, we'll get this. So, the Ran says, he quotes Rashi, you can go ahead and chop wood. Pierce Rashi, why do you have to say, I'm Baruch HaMalim Kosh Lechol, to like care about Alma, just to make a makir, how you own Kedei Lelavas HaSevelch, to escort, and for the Westerners, the king. For Oisim Alacha, I know you can do Alacha. The Acher Kach, and later in the night, you mevarach on the coast, you make a bracha on the coast. Bracha Gemura de Havdalah, a full bracha of Havdalah. Kol Shekin, certainly, says Rashi, he avdol betfilah, if you didn't say bracha on the coast, but you said Atachon Antano in Shemon Esrei, which is the correct thing to do. Motolasas Tzrochav, right? You can go ahead and do what you need to. Vechoizner Mavdalah Kois, you can go ahead and make Havdalah Kois. Well, by the way, this is very pertinent. Do any of you guys make Havdalah in Shul?
I usually do.
You usually do.
But I think what you're getting at is that
drive home.
Drive home. Yeah.
You certainly got to say it either Abraham or Kashahor or Atachanantanu. People drive home. And when they come home before the Abdullah, they start opening things, they turn on lights.
Right?
What? You're okay. But your wife, what does she do? She says, before you come home, she says, Baruch HaMavdil. She better. She can't do anything until she says, Baruch HaMavdil. She didn't daven Shmona. She daven Marav.
Not always.
Not always.
Baruch HaMavdil. Always.
Baruch HaMavdil. Okay. That's important. Right? So the Ran says that that's what Rashi holds. You can say either Baruch HaMavdil or Atachanatana. Then you can do Malacha. That's how, and then people, that's what people do every week. They drive home. Right, and by the way, what else do? They turn on, they light a fire for the Havdalah candle before they make Havdalah. I mean, how are they doing that? Right, you gotta do one of the two guys to say Havdalah, or what you're supposed to say Atachanatanu. Kach Pirush Rashi Shamir Nira B'Tefarav. It seems from Rashi, Shumif Mefarsha below shame. Like Rashi's understanding the Gemara. Like I said, like I read the Gemara. Just today Rashi. That Baruch HaMavdil Kosher is without the name of Hashem. Like, I read the Gemara because I saw Rashi that way. Right? It's not a Bracha Gemara. It's just, you just say Baruch HaMavdil Kosher Chol without Shem Hashem. Then you can do it, you can go out and do Malacha. She'enu Amar Ela Mavdil Kosher Chol. Umiyad, you can say Mavdil Kosher Chol. Umiyad, Mutter Basis Malacha. Aval Enu Mutter Ba'achila Mishtiyo. But you still can't eat and drink until you have made Kavdel Allah Kais. Right, because this is only for escorting the Shabbos. I still have this separate thing of Havdalah. Right? Rashi only says, Rashi's language is, you could do Malacha, Mutter Lasa Sarchav. Right? But you can't eat and drink. We saw another Gemara that you can't eat and drink, Gemara Pesachim. That until you make Havdalah, you can't eat and you can't drink. Remember, just Havdalah and Kiddush, we learned. One is like the other, right? The Rama learns like the same thing, Havdalah and Kiddush. You can't even drink water, right? You can't drink water, L'chayra. Right? Then we said, Havdalah, maybe you could, so you couldn't drink water by Havdalah, right? So, discussion, maybe the problem with water is only this mace in the dead, right? So we possibly could drink water, but that's it. That's how Chiv Havdalah, you can't eat or drink. So you see from Rashi, you can say, Baruch HaMavdil Kosher Chol Habi from Malacha, right? Or Satachatah HaMalacha. However, Aval Harif Khan, here and in Shabbos, he learns, first of all, that you have to do B'Shem HaMalchus. And if you do B'Shem HaMalchus, then you can even eat the Saga B'Chada. And really, the Rif learns the Gemara is that without the Minhag, all you would say, Baruch HaMal V'Koshachol, with Shem Hashem. That's how he understands it, right? And once you, that's Rav Kahana, or we understand Rav Kahana, or Rashi and Rav Kahana, and Behudu Anasi, and Ula, you'd say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Amar Lo Kol Shechol. That's all you do, and that's enough to eat, drink, and do malacha. That's what you would do. It works for Abdullah, it would work for all. Ilah Mishum Haga, V'Umi Zemenek, V'lo Nihira, that Rav Ashi was talking about malacha, right? And he said, by malacha, all you need is a small hecker, right? Only by malacha, not by eating and drinking, okay? We're not as make up for eating and drinking. We're going to have a perka shol, to Rav Ashi besada uvalokos, right? And you also see from the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Rav Ashi said, we didn't have a cup of wine, right? He was in the fields, and they still chopped wood. They just said, Baruch HaMavdil Kosher Lechol. That's enough. The way the riff sounds, you'd have to do one Baruch HaMavdil Kosher Lechol with Shem Hashem. It would work for eating and drinking. Eating and drinking and Malacha. Right? Even though you didn't do all of the three Havdalas. Okay. There's a Rambam. You know what the Rambam was? They talked about the Rambam.
No. Also no.
Also no. Goodness. Rossi taught you about the Rambam.
Rambam or Rambam?
Mamba, Maimonides. I'm talking in school about the Rambam. World history. The greatest doctors in the Middle Ages. Saladin's doctor. Asr, says the Rambam. Asr the Adam. This is very, very important. Very, very important how he says this. Asr the Adam lecho olishto. So a person cannot eat or drink. Okay, yayin mishikish yom hashikash. You can't eat or drink until you make kiddush, right? V'chemesh yotza hayom. Rambam says as follows: when the day leaves, also lo le haschol lecho v'lishdois v'las v'lacha, can eat or drink or do malacha, o litam klum ad shiavdil, or even taste anything until you do avdala. Okay. Isn't that a little peculiar? Right? Isn't it a little peculiar that the Rambam equates eating, drinking, and malacha together? You know why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah for a second. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in Reish Tzadi Tes. If you want, you can keep this open afterwards, because we'll do it more in depth. Reish Tzadi Tes. Sif Yud. 10. Got it? Here's the machaber. Also, lots of shumalacha. You can't do any malacha before you make havdala. Vim hivdil betzfila. Mutter afal pisha dayalu hivdala kais. And if you make, you do it in tefillah, okay? It's mutter afal pisha dayalu hivdala kais. So once you do tefillah, what is it? Who's that like? Rashi, right? Look at the bergola reish. On the side, tour b'shem Amram v'Rashi, for v'magi b'shem v'goinim. That's the Chareinim and Shari Poskim. Like Rashi, that once you make a good atachorantano, you can go ahead and drive home and make up the home you want. You can technically you can go to drive a Walgreens, pick up something from Walgreens, and make up the home you get home. No, there's no problem. In Sarach Lasis Malacha Koyim Shehivdel. Let's say you need to do malacha before you have hivdol, and you didn't say atachon antano. Oimer hamnado bekosh lechol beloy bracha, without a bracha. Okay, ve'oisim malacha, and then you can go ahead and do malacha. Ve'chen nashim she'enam avdil matila, like Mrs. Koryat, she's not davening ma'ariv. Yesh shalamdan, you better teach some she'emer hamnado bekosh lechol to do hamnado bekosh lechol. Koidem shiasu malacha, before they do malacha. Okay? The Ramah then says, and we'll just finish the sif, and then we'll come back to it later. V'yishom edekolze b'malacha gemura. There is an opinion that this autumn of malacha gemura could go on koisev, like writing, or orig, or weaving, but just lighting, alakas haner ba'ama, ohotza, merishus, let's just to carry, or to light the candle, ein sarach lazah, you don't have to say brachman l'kosh l'chol. You don't have to say atachon antanu. Nothing.
Where is this chiluk coming from?
What are you in such a rush of it? I mean, you want to go home already? You're hungry. Right? We'll get to it. It's a shem. Umizeh nispash in haminag. He brings us a minag. Lahakel shemalika nears miyad shom hakal baruchu. Right? You have to imagine, today we have electricity, but if you would have been in Sharon, where is your family from? Which part of Morocco?
Morocco.
Which part?
Fez.
From Fez. So if you didn't have been in Fez 100 years ago, there was no electricity there. So what did they do at Maariv? Motzi Shabbos was pitch dark. Maybe they have an early Shabbos. You can't have an early out Shabbos. So what did they do at Maariv? Tetzei Baruch Hu, Shabbos is over. And like the kids, how are they able to do that? They didn't say Tachon Tano yet. Maybe they said Baruch Hu Shkol, maybe not, right? So he says, no! Then you can go ahead and do all these things before. According to that minig in certain places, says Rama, even so, that's not really the ikar. Really, you shouldn't do any malacha unless you said atachon antanu or baruch malchus kol ikar kesar shana. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Beis, you following? Shum malacha, you cannot do any malacha Kodem Shiavdil, Afilu Chafatzim Asur Minarisov from even rabbinic laws. Nothing, nada, klum, gornet, before Havdalah, you cannot even do anything, even mitzvah d'rabbanon. Why not Lama Gimel? Kodem Shiavdil, before you make Havdalah, why is this? Hainu Afilu Mishetechshach. Kevin Shal Hivdu Adayin, since you did not make Havdalah, what does he say now? Very important, Ross. It's good you came just for these few words of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim. Chal, did you ever hear the Chafetz Chaim in Temple Emanuel? Did you ever hear the Chafetz Chaim? Did you ever hear Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Temple Emanuel?
Possibly, I don't
know. How about JFK?
JFK, yes.
Lyndon
for
Johnson.
Sure.
And the Chafetz Chaim name!
I actually remember going to shul, to Temple
Emanuel.
Temple,
it's called a temple.
Temple Emanuel, as opposed to Temple.
Don't say it.
But going there when he was assassinated, like that night.
Mamash, that eulogy.
Place was packed.
Place packed.
Completely packed.
Yeah.
More than on any day other that I can ever remember.
The Chafetz Chaim you never heard of?
No.
So, well, tonight you're going to hear Chafetz Chaim. They're going to tell me what the Kash and Rambam is.
The Chafetz Chaim is Chorek on the Rama?
Well, the Chafetz Chaim is not really Chorek on the Rama. He says, Kevin Shal Hivdal Adai, Chal Mekhtis Kusha Shabbos, Alav Asim Lacha. Since you didn't make Havdalah, what does he say? It's still Shabbos. It's Nixas, Kedush Shabbos, Alav, we can't do Malacha. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Because until you make Havdalah, there's still a Din Shabbos. It's Asur B'Malacha. That's the Lundus is until Havdalah, it's still Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem like that if you learn like the Rambam? What's the problem? You know what the problem is? The problem is why would the Rambam say, was there an Isser to eat or drink? Was it forbidden to eat and drink on Shabbos? Do you eat and drink on Shabbos? You eat and drink too much.
Yeah.
Who doesn't gain weight over Shabbos? Yeah. Right? You gain weight over Shabbos. You eat and drink a lot on Shabbos. So is that? So why can't I eat and drink? Is it because of Kedusha Shabbos? The way the Chafetz Chaim says is the reason that you can't do is because Shabbos Kedusha. It cannot be. So if you're going to compare Malacha to that, it's very bizarre. And you know what makes this chiluk the brisker of? Rabbi Yitzhak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik, the younger son of Chaim Soloveitchik, who was the father, was the Rav in Brisk, after his great father, Reb Chaim. So he says, this is the he says, near medivrei harambam, the gam isura de asiyas malacha. You see from the Rambam that the isur of asiyas malacha is ki isura de achila v'shtiya. It's like the isur of eating and drinking. V'tiima de ikar isuran. You know why you can't eat and you can't drink after Shabbos? Why not? It's because of Choyvus Havdalah. Umithus Havdalah to Ramel of Ha'asubi Kol Elo. Chazal were Koveya, an Isser, a mitzvah of Havdalah, a mitzvah to distinguish between weekdays and Shabbos. They made this as a mitzvah. The Imkain, Malacha as well, the Isser is not anything to do with Kedushas Hayom or Shabbos. Raku inyan akar legamrei demischayev havdalah. Since just like you can't act when you have an obligation havdalah, you can't eat until you have havdalah, you can't drink until you have havdalah, you cannot do malachi havdalah. The way the Chafetz Chaim explains it, which is by the way, what the way Rashi says that what it's lalavus es hamalach, it's covered in Shabbos. There's some aspect of Shabbos until you do malacha. The way the Briskerov explains the Rambam, right, is that it's not because of Shabbos you can't eat or drink, or most importantly for us to malacha, it's not a continuation of Shabbos you can't do malacha. It's a completely new reality of Achiv Havdalah. The reason you can't do malacha after Shabbos until you say Atachanantano, or until you say Baruch Hamavdal Ben Kodesh Lachol, or you say Kesha Lakos, is because you have a Chiv Havdalah, an obligation. Is that clear? There's a difference between the way the Rashi understanding and the risk of understanding.
So according to the second one, if you didn't say Havdalah and you violated that Isser, you could still eat, presumably. You just violated that requirement, but eating and drinking or doing Malacha after the time that you would normally do Havdalah isn't a violation of Shabbos in any way.
Right.
Whereas Rashi would say, if you don't do Havdalah and then you violated by doing eating or drinking, you're violating Shabbos.
Right, that's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying in Lama Gimel over here, right? His language is, right, Chal b'mikzas kedusha Shabbos alav. It's still some of the holiness of Shabbos for Asr Melacha, even though it's 95 minutes after Shkiyah. They're not three stars, small stars, there's 40 small stars out of the sky. It doesn't make a difference until you hear Havdalah. It's still a Bechin of Shabbos. It's still alive. It still remains an aspect of Shabbos. Now the Bris Grov says something else. He quotes the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that we learned. He learns. He quotes the Gemara of Shabbos, and he quotes the Machlokes Rif and Rambam, the Rif and Ran. The Ran understood like Rashi, and the Rif understood not like Rashi. Rif understood he'd make the whole three brachas, and then the Rif also said that technically speaking, if you make Kiddush, it would be Baruch Malo Kosh Lechol, it would work for all three things. So he says, explains it, V'nei B'rif, and Ron, he quotes them both, the Thima Shekasav, so what I said, the Shita's Harif, he Kamo Shekasav Lamalo, that's Rambam, the Rif is just like the Rambam. To call Isser, as Sias Malacha, Vishum Choves Havdalahu, is like Achila and Shtia, right? And it's a Din Havdalah, that's the Din Havdalah, the Baruch Hamama Kosh Lechol, just that one bracha, would be enough to allow to eat and to drink and to do malacha. They're all connected. It's because of a din Havdalah, not because Shabbos continues. Vizersha looks as it says it, and that's what the Rif tries to say, that the Sugi and Shabbos is the Mechada Sagi, that one is enough. One thing is enough. Rav Ashi, like the way the Rif understands Rav Ashi, is I would say Baruch Hamavdal and Kosh Lechol, right? You can do everything. That would be enough to do everything. Because that's Havdalah called to Rak Adrava. Iker is serious because of Havdalah. And if it wouldn't be for the Lohaisa Havdalah, Zud Din Havdalah, Baba Iker Mitzadah, Hari Akatsir is serious enough for Shuhakim, if first to see the Shas Havdalah, Haisa Vashem Malchus, Tibet Havdalah, Vashem Malchus. The Oifinavi Havdalah Gemura, right? You should have Yotzi Havdalah. And he says, it's not real Havdalah would work Legamra. Is that clear? That's how he says Riff. Then the Briskarov says, but what about the opinion of Rashi? What about the opinion of the Ran, right? So we have on the one side, Rambam and the Riff.
And by the way, the Ran.
Well, the Briskarov's explaining. He's just going to explain them. He's not getting involved in it. He's explaining the Rambam and the Rif. That's all he's doing. Because now he's going to say like how the Chofetz Chaim is saying in Rashi. Remember, the Chofetz Chaim is going on Rashi. On the other side, you have Rashi and the Ran. Right? And Rav Amram Goyen and others who are not quoting right now. Okay? The Rashi and the Ran are saying that it comes not from a new obligation of Dela, but it's a continuation of
Shabbos.
So he says, according to the other Paiskim or Gurdrif, the Havdalah Dusha Omrim Hamad Lekosh Lechol, it wasn't a Havdalah Gemurah, it wasn't a full bracha. Rako Atzma Rak Latiro, it would only allow a Sias Malacha, because one difference is, according to the Rambam and the Rif, it's they're all connected. The same prohibition to eat and drink and do Malacha, the same thing. Rashi specifically says it's only on Malacha, not for eating and drinking. You can't say Baruch Hamad.
Because you're allowed to eat and drink on Shabbos.
Right. So the Baruch Hamad Lekosh Lechol is to end the Kedusha Shabbos,
yes.
Not to fulfill the separate halacha of Havdalah.
Yes.
Right. The separate halacha of Nesir Basimak Rok be Din Bifnei Atzma. It's a Din of Shabbos, and therefore Havdalah of Kol Duhu or Baruch Hamad Lekosh Lechol is enough for that. He then says a remarkable thing. He says that according to the Rambam, he says the Nafgemina is, right, according to the Rambam, the Isra Malacha to Kom Shiavla Enoshai Klalik Dushas Hayom, Rak the Chovas Havdalah, the Karam Ker Ramaya Alehi Srosu Basias Malacha, or Isura de Achil Vashtiva Tamashkan Rambam. He says that really, when Shabbos, according to Rambam, and according to the Rif, you know what happens? It says a Kochavim, there's no Isra Malacha. Shabbos is over. What are you telling me? Shabbos continues? That's like a chiddush, right? Shabbos is over, right? 3 stars. Shabbos is over, my friends. Shabbos is over. It's not Shabbos. What are you bothering me? So frum. It's the Shabbos. Look at the clock, right? My sheet. Go look at the luach over there. The luach says 9:43. Trust me, everyone who has a flight to catch, right? Any person, Levine, you know, 9:20. They know exactly the minute when the 3 stars. They know all the sheet does when the 3 stars are coming. Right, Shabbos is over. What's fun? Right? And that's the Rambam understands. Shabbos is over. Why can't you do malacha? There's the same thing, right? Why can't you malacha? Because of a chil of dala. Can't do anything to a chil of dala. That Avdala, by the way, is the same halachia for eating and drinking and all malacha. It's a chil of dala. So according to that, it's a in He says, "V'mkei yesh lomer the din isra malacha. Maybe this isra malacha, which is a new halacha, is dugmas isra malacha kolim tefillah. It's just like you can't do chafatzav before, you can't do things before davening. You can't wake up in the morning and work before davening. That's actually halacha in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara and Brachas, right? And he says, by the way, what's the language? Go back to Shabbos Kuf Nun. What does the Gemara say over there?" Shabbos Kufnun. What does the Gemara say? It says, "Asher lo la adam shiatze chafetzav kodem shiavdil." You can't do chafetzav kodem shiavdil. You can't do your needs before shiavdil. So says the Briskarov. Maybe that's why, according to the opinions, of Shiran was bothered. How come certain malachas you can do? You can light the candles. You could, you know, carry afterwards. We can't do malachas, gemuras, but we can do small things. So Briskarov says, maybe according to this opinion, it makes sense. It's not like, because the reason you can't do, the reason is an obligation of Havdalah. It's an obligation of Havdalah. It's not that Shabbos continues. Well, if it's only an obligation of Havdalah, right, so and the obligation of Havdalah blocks doing chafatzah, things that for your own personal benefit, like cooking and so on. But if you're lighting a candle to say Havdalah, or it's not a malacha gemura, maybe that's enough. Maybe that's such a big deal that you can go ahead and do that after Shabbos. And that's that opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Rambam. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm. But if you carry, why it's not chafatzah? If you're carrying stuff, you're doing stuff for you. How is?
Why? I mean, why?
Why it's not? If you're lighting a candle, not for Avdala. If Avdala, it's not a problem. You're making Avdala.
No, because it's not chafatzah. So he says it has to be a malach. It's not a din of malacha. It's not a din of malacha, right? He says it has to be a malacha gemura, which is a full malacha. Something like she's like a major malacha. That it's not the malachas of Shabbos. It's an iser malacha before. It's an iser lasas chafatzav before havdalah. Well, chafatzav. Like the examples he gives is sewing, writing, lighting an air is instantaneous. It's not a big deal. So small things would be okay. That's how the Briskarov understands this opinion. It's based on that idea that Havdalah, right, is the obligation and not the Malachas of Shabbos. Because if it's the Malachas of Shabbos, you cannot distinguish in these Malachas. It should be no difference one to another. I saw another nafkamina somebody brought down based on this. Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Tzadi Dalid, if you have it here, Reish Tzadi Dalid, Si'if Aleph, Reish Tzadi Dalid, Si'if Aleph, says him Tom called him Shiavdil. You see that at the end of Sif Aleph, the last part of Sif Aleph, the last part of Reish Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph. Im Tom, if you taste, you eat before it comes shi'av delakos, tzarech lachzor lahavto b'tfila. You have to go back and say and daven shmon esrei again. You see that? You gotta daven marv again.
Why?
Right? So it's a knas. Right? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Dalet. Dim Tom, you got it? Even though we hold in the Reish Lai test Sefei Dim Ta'a, the Achol Kodom Havdalah, if you make a mistake, you eat before Havdalah, you can make Havdalah afterwards, right? Mikomakum Kam, the time if Gam Betfila, right, you made a mistake, you didn't daven Shmona Esrei, you didn't say Atachon Antano, and you ate before Havdalah, Kan Sinan Le, there's a Knas. You have to go ahead and daven Shmona Esrei again. If you skip Atachon Antano and Shmona Esrei, what's the halacha? You would say Kish, but you'd say Alakais. Mm-hmm. Here, when you forgot both, they go ahead and make you do it again. Look at the Ber Halacha. Look at the Ber Halacha. V'im Tom called him Shivdal. You got it. I in the El Yeraba. See the El Yeraba, the Rabbi of Prague, Shapiro, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger. They both bring the Rajba. Do I did him also malacha? Oz called him Avdal. You did malacha also before Avdal. V'hanan shelo amar aham avdal. Again, so you just said, what you did is you didn't say Atachon Antano. And then you worked. Yeah. You drove your car. Yeah. And you didn't say Aham Avdal. Right. You can go back and daven Shmona Esrei again. Right? And the Sefer Kovetz Aram says the halacha is like this Rashba. Right? So this means if you go ahead and daven Shmona Esrei, you don't say Atachon Antano, and then you go ahead and turn on the light, you took your car keys, go back and daven Shmona Esrei again. Mm-hmm. If you said Baruch Hamavik Kosh Lechol, you're okay. Mm-hmm. You didn't say Baruch Hamavik Kosh Lechol, you didn't say Atachon Antano, but again, let me ask you a question. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah brings out that the rabbis put a knas on you, mm-hmm. right? It's a knas. Mm-hmm. It's a knas.
Penalty.
If the lumdis is like the Rambam and the riff, it makes a lot of sense. You know why the penalty is a daven Shmona Esrei again? You know why? Because you had a chiv havdalah. You were not allowed to eat, like the machabes, or like the Rajah brings down to malacha. So it's a din havdalah. You have to do it again. If it's Shabbos continuing, why would you have to go ahead? And what doesn't make sense? What if it's kedusha shel Shabbos? Why would you daven Shmona Esrei? What is the knas? It's weird knas. Like it's out of whack, right? It doesn't make sense that should be the knas if that's the case. You got it? Mm-hmm. So that this mechaber would sound like the way the Brisker Rav explains the Rambam and the Rif. Mm-hmm. That really Havdalah, it's a separate obligation. And that's why even Malacha, if you want to just say like the mechaber says, that it's only eating and drinking, so you can say that no matter what, it's a din Havdalah, it's not a din Shabbos. But if it's Malacha, why would you have to daven Shmona Esrei again? That's a zulzul on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. The problem is Shabbos. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very nice. Now it's like mm-hmm. maybe. By the way, that's why the Mechaber doesn't bring malacha. He only brings down eating and drinking because and echinami. You wouldn't have that knas if it's malacha because it. Why would you do that knas of davening Shmona Esrei again? What a penalty of davening Shmona Esrei again?
In fact, it might be illegal to daven Shmona Esrei.
You have to have in mind new things, whatever. Yeah, it's not simple. Not simple at all. Now the Sharat Zion, however, actually, the Orlet Zion brings down the Shulchan Aruch Pasalek Rashi, right? Shulchan Aruch Pasalek Rashi, that if you go ahead and say Baruch Hamavik Kosh Lechol, certainly if you say Atachon Antano, what can you do? You can drive home, right? You can drive home, that's like Rashi, like Saran, like most Rishonim. According to the Rif and the Rambam, does that work?
You have to do full of Dala.
You gotta do full of Dala! Yeah, the full dollar. You heard of Ben Sina Abba Shaul? You know who he was? He was one of the three great Sephardic posts in the past 40 years. It was, of course, Reish Kol Chacham Avadi Yosef. There was Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. And there was Ben Sina Abba Shaul. Right, Rabbi Ben Sina Bajal, hooray, Rabbi actually wrote Rabbi Adis Chavusa for multiple years. So he says in his Shilas and Chus Or Letzion, try to be Machmer for the Rif. Shri Machmer for the Rif. You should try to be Machmer for the Rif. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a Taz. Who's a Taz? Who's a Taz? Taz of David Alevi from Lemberg, from Lvov. They didn't teach you Polish history either. So Taz brings down that, you know, that there's a difference in malachas, right? Malacha Gemura, not Malacha Gemura, right? So Taz says, where does this come from? So I just explained in the Brisker of how he understood it. Taz quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay. Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says, where does Rabbeinu Yerucham get to this in the Gemara? Because Rav Ashi said, we said Baruch HaMavlam and Kosh Lechol, and then we chopped wood. Right? So he explains that that it's a din of chafatzav, right? And he says it's only a malacha, which is a malacha su'uman. Tahanu she'en echolz bi'ar ko'odam. And not everyone can do like chopping wood, which is a big tarech. But halakha snare and hotzah, you don't need an uman. And since the Gemara only said what? Rav Ashi said we chopped wood, right? We said Baruch HaMavlam and Kosh Lechol before we chop wood. Why did you say before we light a fire? Well, that's what everyone would have do. What's the first thing everyone does? They turn on the fire. This is in Babylonia. It was pitch dark, right? The first thing everyone did was, what are you telling me, chopping wood? He should have said, we could say Baruch HaMavlam and Kosh Lechol.
He goes out and chops wood at night.
That's another question. So he wants to say that, you know, that the Chiddush of the Gemara is, when is this Din Havdalah? It's a Din Havdalah by a serious malacha. Now again, the Ramah doesn't go like this. He says you should machmer by all malachas. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, go back to that Mishnah Berurah, Reish Zayites. Okay, so the Mechaber had said, "Omra mavdo and kot below bracha v'ois halacha." Right? You could do like Rashi. You could say mavdo below bracha and do malacha. Okay.
Rashi doesn't do the chiluk for malacha.
Right. Then afterwards, the Ramah brings down this thing of the difference in malachas, and he says, and that's where the minhag comes from, where people light candles like in Fez before Shmona Esrei. They say baruch and light the candle. That's what they did, even though the Ramah doesn't like it, says the Ikar is not this way.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Tes. Got it? I am the Magen Avraham, Shemafak V'kum Oro Minig Zeh. Well, this minig to do with before you say, Chamesot Minay L'chak Be Malacha Malacha. Who says you can make a difference between Malacha and Malacha? Now, I explained it based on the Miskarov. How he made the difference if it's a din havdalah, or it's din chafatzav, or it's Shabbos. The gamar ben yirucham after she'en hakol only after he said shmon after he said tachanatano. But came masik the ish lidros parabim shiyom adu ben sam. You have to teach all girls who are home to say amal ben kosh lechol before they do any malacha, including lighting lights. Mekol shekain she also shemavaris eats in the ish mechamas mayim. They warm up water for Saturday night before their husbands come home. That's a malach sheish b'torach, and everyone would say it's aser. Chen kas shara choinim. Now look at Nun Aleph. And the shara tzion on the bottom. You got it? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Nun Aleph and the shara tzion. Tosefa Shabbos? Shara tzion. All the way in the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah. Below the Mishnah Berurah.
Looking for Nun Aleph.
51. Nun Aleph, it's there.
Nun Aleph?
Nun Aleph.
Instead of calling like, hey, Vav, I don't see Nun Aleph.
We are on Reish Side Dalit, why are you Reish Side Tess? You gotta go back to where you were.
At the bottom of page 152.
Right there.
Oh, okay. Seems to have the same problem.
Okay. So he says, The derech chayim machmer oydoser. The afla achar shah hivdil betzfila. Even after you say atah chonan tanu, a mutar lahalik ner lo malach ishmatorach. Right, you can't. You shouldn't go ahead and do serious malacha after, even after you said atah chonan tanu shakol. And even though the taz is makel, ain't lismach alzeh the dar mashah hilka shachan arach to be malacha to do malacha achar shitvot tilar ma'avdil. But harbor Moshur Machmir like the Beis Yosef quotes. There he brings on that even have Dalbat Tfilo. But he wants to say that he quotes the Sharatzin, quotes the Derech Echaim, they really shouldn't do any serious malacha. You shouldn't go do any serious malacha before Shmon Esri. You know why the Derech Sharatzin saying that? Because of the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of the ref, they hold if you have Havdalah al-Kais. You can't just do, you know, it's a new din Havdalah. You can't do a malacha. Rashi holds it's a din in Shabbos. You can't eat and drink, but you could say Baruch Malach Kol Shachol and go ahead and do malacha. There are chances, wait a second, Riff and Rambam who hold that's a din Havdalah mamish. And a malacha is like eat and drink. Just like you wouldn't see Baruch Malach Kol Shachol and eat and drink, don't go ahead and do malacha Gemurah. So there are people who are machmir to try to do, not malacha gemura. So a minig of everyone is to drive home.
That's a malacha. That's what. That's the gedder of malacha gemura.
It's not a torah. So sometimes it depends on how you learn it. It's not a tircha to do it, but it's not a tircha. But if it's a tircha or it's an uman, like the way the Taz says, it's
an uman or it's a tircha.
So it depends on which opinion. If you want to be according to all opinions, you'd walk home. Not joking. You would walk home, go home to make a lot, and do Avdala. Some people are even machmir, by the way, to not light the candle for Bar Moreish.
Until you get the bracha.
To make the bracha. Wow. Now that is not the common minhag, because again, the Mechaber, Paskins, like Rashi, and like the Rambam. We just saw Rambam and Arif. They don't hold that way. And Malachas assert to Avdala Mamish. Your Rebbe. Rabbi Tzin Abba Shol is machmer that way. That is not the minhag ha'olam. That is not the common custom.
Rav Avadia is makel in this.
This is Mechaber's makel. We're going to do Avadia. I do the Mechaber.
Yeah.
Mechaber is bigger than Rav Avadia.
Yes.
Right. So but the minhag ha'olam is not the way. But certainly, if you want to yitzel as many as possible, you should make havdalah as soon as possible. Certainly, we don't rely on the opinions to drive home. You got to say atachan tana baruch malach kol shachol. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Done. Better tell and teach all the girls. They better go ahead and do it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, I think it's just worth it to say out. He says that anybody who does malacha before they say Ata Kaddish, right, they say their Kaddusha, or Valetzion, you know of Ata Kaddish, will not see any Simen Bracha from that.
From
their work. They will get no Simen Bracha. He's very stark. You should run out of Shabbos. One last question, I'll just do it very briefly. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, was one of the great Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, one of the great Paiskim in Yerushalayim. He was, years ago, the Rav for Shari Tzedek as well. He was, you know, he was an old Yerushalmi. So let's ask the following question. We know that you can't do malacha. Well, what happens to the following thing? You want to get a taxi Saturday night in Jerusalem! Or certainly in outside Jerusalem, in other cities like Haifa and Tel Aviv, where you have majority of the population non-observant. And you know who's driving you? You don't want to go in Arab taxis. You're scared. So you have Omri, or you have, you know, Rico, I don't know, taxi driver, or Shalom, or Baruch. They're your taxi drivers, and they didn't keep Shabbat. You know they didn't keep Shabbat. Certainly if they're Ashkenazi and they're not religious, you could assume they didn't keep Shabbat. And even if they're Sephardi and they're not religious, they're most likely didn't keep Shabbat. Rahman al-Islam. They don't know better. Could you go on the taxi? It's an Isser Malacha. There's an Isser Malacha. Right? They can't do... Could you benefit from them doing Malacha before Abdullah? Should you stop the taxi, make him do Abdullah in front of you, and then take the taxi? Say, I can't drive with you until you do Abdullah. That's what his question is.
So what is the malacha that the guy did when he got in the taxi?
Just driving.
Driving.
No, the taxi driver is driving, but you haven't committed.
You can't get that.
You're asking a Jew to do something.
Yeah, you're asking.
Not that yourself are doing anything.
You're asking Baruch or Mordechai or Guy, you know.
You can't get on a Suffolk.
What's Suffolk?
You don't know for sure.
Wait a second. The guy is Ashkenazi Chiloni. He says Shalom Aleichem. And he says, he's a Chiloni Legamre.
So you're going after the Rov?
That's the Rov is Chiloni Legamre. Right? Especially Ashkenazim, and especially places that are not. But B'nai Brak or Petach Tekviva, maybe. You know, or Yerushalayim. So you're in Haifa. Yeah. The Rov is still not keeping Shalom. Not yet. A lot. You know, Ashkelon. You know, they're all Rusim. They're if they're not, you know, in Ashkelon, you're either Hasidic or you're Russian, like the, you know, or Ashdod. Oh, you know, they're not keeping Shabbos. You can tell the guy's playing Madonna. And you get into his car. You know, you think he's keeping Shabbos. You know, he comes 5 minutes after Shabbos to your house. Like, you know, right? Ever heard of this lady Madonna?
I know who she is. Yeah.
I heard her. I just heard about her. I suppose it's a Kabbalist. What a joke. Yeah, that's seriously. So the guy. So you know, here the question is you know the guy's not keeping Shabbos. Could he go in the car? Can make him a Kibbutz Abdullah. So somebody wanted to contend that we learned a few weeks ago, Rekiv Eger, Tshuva Mi'ava, that if you say to someone Good Shabbos, that's very Kiddush, right? Zochrei Al Hayayin. That's we should wish a Good Shabbos. When we said that, I said, you know, some people will on Motzei Shabbos. Go over to Chilonim in Israel and say Shavua Tov, and they'll answer back. You know, the non-religious people in Israel, 98% of them are very friendly people. They're still Achenu Bnei Yisrael, and they'll say back to you Shavua Tov. Ah, if they say Shavua Tov to you, that's it, like Havdalah, right? Because we saw the Rekiv Eger said Zechrei Al Yayin. If you say Good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom, and they say Shabbat Shalom back, that's already remembering Shabbos. So he doesn't like that. He says, maybe you can go to Rekiv Eger Chumava for Shabbos, because it's a Chreel Yayin. What is Havdalah? Havdalah, you have to distinguish between Shabbos and the weekday. Saying Shavua Tov is not enough of a distinguishing factor. You can't use that. Then, but the Tzitz Eliezer then says, an unbelievable thing! Says Rabbi Waldenberg, Zecharon Levracha, of Rasa Memri. This is in Chelek Yud Beis, Simen Lamed Ches. He says, you know what? I'll tell you a Chiddush. He says, I hold it's permitted to go into the taxi driver. You can go into a taxi Saturday night in Nahag with a driver. Shabarer! It's clear. He didn't make Havdalah. Vihi, and the reason is the Kaimalan, to call Kolosu to Kanasa, their problem is they're actually they're fixed for you. Why is that? The Kavash in Bedaitim Klal. La Havdal, you know, they never make Havdalah Saturday night. They don't make Havdalah Saturday night. Lo Chalalai Yisr Esiyas Malachim Tzitzah Shabbos. The Takana, that you can't do Malacha, doesn't fall on them. V'avonaisam, yeah. Their sin, again, I'm not talking about people, he's not talking about people who don't know better, they also have to have a judgment for that, but it's a tremendous mitigating factor, they don't know anything, right? But there are plenty of Svarim who do know a little bit better, right? Not all, but plenty do. They're going to be punished in Shemayim for doing Havdalah. But to go ahead and say that they can't do Malacha, the Chazal were Kovei and Isra Malacha. And Isra Malacha, when you're going to do Havdalah, then you can't do Malacha. And you say, you know what else you see that he says? Just like you can't eat before davening. Right? You can't, it's an Isra to eat before davening. So he says, you're going to tell me that Jews who never daven shacharis, you can't serve them food.
Wow, they're beautiful.
They come to your house. I'm gonna. I'm hungry. You know, you have guests coming over for Shabbos, not religious, and they like to eat. Or guests coming over, I like to have some breakfast. No, you can't. They can't serve you food until you daven shacharis. maybe that'd be a bad idea to get to eat the daven shacharis, but we can't. You have a restaurant. You tell Rami we don't open this. Don't give anyone until you daven shacharis. Neiver. No, there's no way.
Be in business for long.
No. I don't think so.
What a beautiful
So he says the chiyuv of Malacha, it's only when you're gonna make Havdalah. There's no making Havdalah, so that's his heter to go ahead and work. So who does that sound like, by the way, that's Eliezer? If it's a din in Shabbos, I think it's a little hard to say. He doesn't say this chilek because it's a din in Kedusha Shabbos. If he didn't have Havdalah, it makes a lot of sense, right? He's not distinguished. I think he'd say it anyways, but I think it sounds better if the Chazal were Kovei and Isser Malacha, If it's a din of Havdalah, then I'm never making Havdalah.
You're not making it anyway.
Then what's the problem? There's no knas. If it's in Shabbos, you could still say it's Shabbos is over, just the Bima Lava Shabbos, but it's a little bit hard to say. Okay, well, hold on.
Beautiful.
Good stuff, no?
Yes. This was beautiful.
The chilak, no, because it's this chilak of what Havdalah is. Yeah. It's not the machlokas.
I had no idea that about this machlokas between the
right.
And so it's
and it has such radical nafkaminas. Yes. How you, and you see the Rambam and the Rif learning one way, and the Rashba. I mean, the Ran and the Rashi learning the other way,
yes.
And how it plays out in all these circumstances.
Yes, right. So what about the rule that if for somehow whatever reason you missed Havdalah, you can still do it till Tuesday night? It doesn't seem to fit into.
No, you could. No, the assumption is about that you missed it because you didn't have wine, you forgot, whatever it is.
No,
yeah.
Because you push up.
Not because you purposely didn't do it. Right? Yeah, you for sure could. And even if you did, you still could. But the point is that, you know, there's still a chiv havdalah for eating and drinking, right? No, everyone's going to say that you can't eat and drink to make havdalah, right? Or if you did, you can't continue to do it. The malacha part is less compelling because, according to Rashi, which is to malav it out, it's now Monday afternoon. Shabbos is long gone, right? So there it's really for the eating and drinking and not for the malava escorting Shabbos. Yeah? Clear? Okay.